Weak job growth has people wondering when the economy will get kick-started.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The economy created 39,000 jobs in November, but the nation's unemployment rate ticked up to 9.8%. That's the highest level since April. Analysts were expecting a lot better from today's Labor Department employment report. Economist Chris Lowe is with FTN Financial, and he says we are in a classic jobless recovery.
I think that's actually a perfect description of what's going on. We call it a growth recession in the economics community. Growth because GDP is up. But it feels like a recession because there's nothing going on in the job market.
Private sector employers added 50,000 jobs for the month. The National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility is meeting right now in Washington. It's expected to vote on its proposal to cut the deficit. I should say that has already taken place. The vote has taken place, coming up short to send the full plan to Congress. But the ideas will certainly be up for debate as we move forward, ideas that have been picked apart by all kinds of lobbyists and special interest groups. Co-chair Alan Simpson calls those ideas, or I should say those lobbyists and special interest groups, practitioners of the dark arts. At the very least, they make for some strange bedfellows, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
It'll come as no surprise AARP doesn't want the government to mess with retirement benefits. The group represents millions of Americans over 50.
Social Security offers a modest benefit already. A 20% reduction or a greater reduction would significantly erode their retirement income.
Christina Martin-Favita directs the AARP's Economic Security Program.
We're a brand to be reckoned with.
Joe Stanton, a lobbyist for the National Association of Home Builders, doesn't want Congress to change the home mortgage deduction.
To do this to an industry that's already battered, it's just catastrophic.
And he says he's ready to fight.
We'll have access to Congress. We have our grassroots members already mobilized.
And with so many recommendations on the table, good luck finding someone happy with the whole thing. Justin Rubin is the president of Move On.
I think Congress should dump this document in the trash and then begin a real conversation about how to get our economy moving again.
In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now. The S&P off by about 0.25%. The NASDAQ down just a fraction of a percent right now. The Dow down 11 points at 11,350. European markets, which started the day higher, took one look at the U.S. employment report and went south. Verizon is rolling out with its new faster 4G wireless network on Sunday. Only thing is, some say it's technically not 4G, at least not according to the United Nations agency that sets the global standards for these things. Does it really matter? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
Lightning fast. Verizon 4G LTE.
Verizon advertises its version of 4G service as a bolt of lightning, but compared to true 4G, it's more like a sparkler. The UN has strict technical standards for a 4G network. Verizon doesn't meet them. Neither do any of the other wireless carriers advertising 4G. Charles Galvin is a tech analyst with Forrester Research. He says it's all about marketing.
Using the term 4G, as really a marketing term that means some kind of better service than what you get on 3G today.
Verizon says it doesn't matter what you call its new service. It's still a lot faster than 3G. Lindsay Notwell is in charge of marketing new Verizon technology. He says the new network will let you download things up to 10 times faster.
20 pictures in a minute, as opposed to 20 pictures in 10 minutes.
If you're thinking about holding out for the real 4G, don't. It won't be available until late in the next decade. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
So here's a familiar scene at my house. Maybe yours is the same way. I'm on the couch watching a little TV, a documentary, maybe something on Nat Geo. Then it's commercial time, and bam, out blares this super loud snack food ad. Well, today Congress looks to increase the peace in our homes, trying to ban loud TV commercials. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports.
It's called the Commercial Advertising Loudness Mitigation Act. Spell out that acronym, you get CALM, or the CALM Act. The law's sponsor says this will end annoying TV ads by setting rules on how loud those ads can be. 89% of Americans in one survey say they are annoyed when ads blast louder than the show they're watching. Even some advertisers have welcomed the rule, an end to the arms race of having to have your ad be as loud as the one before it. Robert Thompson is professor of television and popular culture at Syracuse University.
Advertisers have been accused for so long of goosing up their volume to its highest levels. And with this act passed, they can just say, no, we don't, that's illegal, and put this whole thing to rest.
The Federal Communications Commission has never enforced such a rule, despite decades of complaints, because loudness, it turns out, is harder than you'd think to measure. The reason has to do with the physics of acoustics. For example, here's a clip from a radio show that you might know.
One big employment report and a lot of anxious waiting around the world.
Now we'll remaster the Marketplace Morning Report like a TV commercial. First, we'd boost the quieter parts of Steve's voice as loud as the other parts. The whole thing wouldn't be any louder, but it would sound more in your face, what we'd call loud.
One big employment report and a lot of anxious waiting around the world.
That kind of remastering will be illegal in some years whenever the FCC finalizes their rules. Ads may then seem quieter, but no less annoying, says Professor Thompson.
Advertising is annoying. That's one of its properties.
I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
I kind of like the louder Steve, actually. And finally, Yahoo has come out with its list of the top five search terms of 2010, which curiously is still 4 weeks from being over. The usual suspects are Lady Gaga, of course, Kim Kardashian, Miley Cyrus. Soccer's World Cup came in at number two. And the top Yahoo search item for 2010? The BP oil disaster. A lot of people, Yahoo said, were transfixed by that underwater spill cam and the various ways various people tried to plug that huge hole. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The economy's not quite better, but still, Black Friday sales were pretty good, and toys? Crazy, even for grown-ups.
I'll go and visit with executives of a major American corporation or with politicians. They remember, to a person, the toys they played with and the influence they had on them.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, a conversation from the Toys R Us corner office next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.